This award is in loving memory for all the beautiful souls lost to AIDS and COVID. And it's dedicated to the love of my life, my husband, Terrence McNally.
To the playwright who has not just given my theatrical career, but my life meaning, Mr. Matthew Lopez.
Thank you. Thank you to our producers, Tom Hunter, Sonia, David Land, the young Vic, Stephen Daldry, my love of my life, Stephen Daldry. I saw the Tony Awards when Inspector Call swept, like when I was maybe like 12 or 13, and I watched that and I thought, you know, put him on the list for inheritance. I love you. Thank you for this gift that is this gorgeous production. To our cast, both in London and New York, to Elizabeth Williamson, my dramaturg, who read every draft of this play, and to my beautiful husband, Brandon, he actually wrote the play. Who has given me so much encouragement, so much tough love and sweet love. And my life wouldn't be the same without you. I wrote this next bit down in case this happened, because I didn't want to get any of it wrong. I'm a writer, not an actor, you know. I wouldn't be standing here tonight if it weren't for the lives of three queer men. E.M. Forster, who started writing this play a century ago, and who inspired me to become a writer. Terrence McNally, my friend and my mentor, who was the spiritual godfather of this play, who encouraged me to become a writer, and who I know is right now watching with that impish smile on his face, whispering in our ears, "I told you so." And Miguel Pinheiro, the first Puerto Rican playwright to be produced on Broadway. Who opened the door for me and who allowed me the opportunity to become a writer. This is the 74th Tony Awards, and yet I am only the first Latine writer to win in this category. I say that not to elicit your applause, but to highlight the fact that the Latine community is underrepresented in American theater, in New York theater, and most especially on Broadway. We constitute 19% of the United States population, and we represent about 2% of the playwrights having plays on Broadway in the last decade. This must change. We are a vibrant community, reflecting a vast array of cultures, experiences, and yes, skin tones. We have so many stories to tell. They are inside of us, aching to come out. Let us tell you our stories. Thank you for this. Thank you.